This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, and we're going to say the pledge for the second time, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, which drives the liberals nuts every time we do that, because our country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Don't believe me? Go look it up. Now, the lockdown states, Kyle, are once again leading the nation in the new COVID cases, despite their lockdowns. It just isn't working.
No, it really isn't. And we're over a year now, Captain, into the 2 weeks to slow the spread, and it still hasn't gotten by simply locking down, it doesn't look like it's gotten the desired effects, especially when you compare it with other states that didn't follow that procedure entirely.
Well, that's true, but then again, could we say told you so?
Yes, again, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, because Texas is opening up because of their policy. Texas and Florida very, very much closely followed each other back and forth, and Florida's doing very well. The numbers are going backwards. The media tried once again to spin this and say, well, they've got all these cases. And again, I will point out to the people that don't seem to understand this fantastic little number. Just because you test positive doesn't mean you have or will come down with, or guess what, will wind up in a hospital or even die because of COVID.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, Captain, out here in California, what I call the California recall meter is now going beep, 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 beep all the time, because Governor Newsom came out earlier yesterday and said California is going to open up completely on June the 15th.
Oh.
Imagine that, miraculously.
June the 15th.
June the 15th.
Still got a ways to go.
Still got a ways to go. So, I mean, things could change, but who knows? Who knew he was so terrified of the recall, one might think.
Yeah. Now, Tucker Carlson tonight, but currently, is the most watched cable news program. The program that runs up against him is a little program on CNN called Cuomo's Prime Time. All of a sudden, Rachel Maddow is behind Tucker, way behind Tucker, and Mr. Cuomo is behind Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Now, of course, Mr. Cuomo, you know, he's still trying to live down all the yucking it up that they did with his brother about coronavirus and the big, you know, cotton swab and all that stuff. And so I'm not surprised. But also, Captain, something else has occurred. Yes, the election came and went. Yes, they were always anti-Trump, and they had a big audience because of their anti-Trumpisms and stuff like that. But now that the proof is in the pudding on what the Biden administration is all about, and they don't have Trump to talk about every day, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised their viewership is plummeting.
Where is Sunnyvale, California?
Sunnyvale, is that up near...
You're asking me? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's up in the... All right. Northern part of California.
Well, I just got a message from a friend in Sunnyvale, California. He says, great show, Captain. I listen to you every morning. He's saying that, do you know that the wall is still costing the taxpayers money because they're having to honor the contract and pay the contractors, even though they're not building the wall, their money?
Yes, that's...
We do know that.
Yeah, we do know that. And we appreciate him saying that because... Again, this is money that was set aside. It was specifically, put to that account. And, President Biden can stop the wall all he wants, but he can't take that money and go do something else with it, presumably.
Yeah. Now, to all of the, Christians that are out there that do listen to this program, and we have quite a large number of them that do, I'm going to point something out again that I said in the first hour, and I want you just to fathom this for a minute. The big-time holy roller Roman Catholic president that we have, Joe Biden, by his own choice, took Jesus out of his Easter message. Who does that?
Who does that? Well,
who does that?
Exactly. Especially traditionally, presidents always reference the resurrection and who resurrected on Easter. Yeah. So yes, it's really kind of sad. And yes, so many Christians across the country, across the world, Captain, celebrated what is typically also called Resurrection Sunday. To have Biden sort of snub it like he has. Is pretty insulting, I think.
Now, there's something interesting that's been dumped in Nancy Pelosi's lap right now, which she has no control over, and it's the death of Florida Congressman, longtime Congressman, 30 years worth, Elsie Hastings in South Florida. And she's now down to a majority of 5 seats, and now I'm not sure when they're going to do it, but there's going to be an election for that seat. If you don't get appointed to the seat, there's going to be a special election. So we'll see what happens. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, announcer lady. We appreciate you doing that. That's Kathy Curtis, our voiceover artist here in Tampa, Florida. Now, in the times in which we're living in, folks, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right back in the palm of your hands at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on tune. Right on tune. Okay. Now, I mentioned L.C. Hastings, the Florida congressman, 84 years old, 30 years in the House of Representatives. By the way, he was one of the few judges in Florida that ever got impeached as a judge. You knew that, right?
No, I actually did not know that. That's very interesting.
Yep. Yeah. And then after that, he ran for Congress and got elected. Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Nancy, Nasty Nancy, with five seats, a plurality of five seats. And that doesn't mean a lot with her flock that likes to go in a different direction than what she wants.
Well, that's right. And especially as they see how the tide can be turning in the American electorate and the way the Americans feel about the direction of the country, how things are going at the White House, that kind of stuff, it's not going to be easy for her.
All you got to do is take a look at what's going on right now with this Major League Baseball thing, and it's not a popular move.
Well, no, it's not, because, again, and as we saw during last summer, the American people don't want sports politicized. They just can't stand it. You know, yes, I understand there's some, you know, on both sides, people who want to talk about politics, but the issue is, too, when you go to a sporting event and you want to go watch the Rays or you want to go watch our Angels out here in California, the last thing people want, I think no matter what their political persuasion, is that they want the whole thing to be wrapped up in politics. Well, this is exactly what the MLB has now done again and the players, they don't deserve this, and the fans don't deserve
it. How did that work out for the NBA, the NFL? How did that work out for them?
Well, it worked out horribly.
They lost billions, with a B, billions of dollars. Not because of the pandemic, but because of what they did.
Well, that's right. And you had people...
The pandemic is something totally different.
That's right. And you had people, you know, burning their gear and never going back again and so forth because they just had it. There's a tipping point.
Yep.
And the NBA and NFL sort of found it.
And here in Tampa, we have a team that won the Super Bowl. And even though we were in the Super Bowl, a lot of people may have watched the game, but they never spent a dime to buy any of the gear, you know, the championship gear or anything like that, because they were done. Now, I want you to listen to something, and then I want you to comment on what President Biden had to say about his infrastructure bill, because I just found this audio clip. Listen to this.
It's a national security pitch for a domestic spending program that the $2 trillion proposed for investment in U.S. transport and energy, manufacturing, internet, and other sectors will make the United States more competitive in the face of Chinese President Xi Jinping's massive infrastructure building campaign. The pitch hasn't won over Republicans. They say his proposals have been loaded down with unnecessary spending projects and that raising taxes will ultimately hurt the U.S. economy. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans could support a much more modest approach, one that doesn't rely on corporate tax hikes to pay for it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Now, what did you think about hearing that President Biden says his infrastructure bill will help contain China's growth? What did you think about that? Am I missing something?
I think so. We must be. But the idea of having these tax hikes are going to hurt the economy. We're not going to expand. We're going to go the opposite of expansion. And Captain, it's beyond me how even this could be defended by the press secretary at the White House, saying, you know, President Biden knows that companies, corporations, they're not going to raise prices if we raise the taxes on them. In other words, they're not going to pass it on the consumer. And that's a horrible recipe for disaster.
Yes and yes. And the other thing is that 9% is all that goes towards the infrastructure. 9%.
Yeah, and that is, again, see, and by the way, don't forget, they want to pass this thing using reconciliation again. And they're building on this, and so they're going to give money all over the place, they're going to jack up the taxes, and they're going to spend precious little, maybe just a token amount, evidently, on actually fixing something. This is crazy, and the American people will absolutely see, they already are, but they will absolutely have irrefutable proof that Biden and the Democrats have zero to do with actually fixing the infrastructure.
All right. Now, we had a terrible situation yesterday in Maryland where a Navy medic apparently went off the deep end and shot two people at a Maryland business park. Then he headed back to the Fort Detrick military base where he was shot and killed trying to force his way into the base. Listen to this report.
Police Chief Jason Lando said at a news conference that the male suspect entered a business at the Riverside Tech Park on Tuesday, causing people inside to flee, but it was unclear if the shooting took place inside or outside. Lando says the suspect opened fire at a business, then drove to nearby Fort Detrick and was killed there.
We have two different scenes. All I can tell you is that we have confirmed there is only one shooter. The public is no longer at risk. Everyone is safe.
Lando says the two victims were flown to a nearby hospital. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Now, I'm going to go to the telephone lines, and I played that for a reason. We've got someone who was, in fact, a corpsman on board, and this is Eric. And, Eric, when you hear something like this, did you think where my mind went that this was a acute PTSD, the guy went off his rocker?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Regarding this story, the shoot 'em up in Baltimore and Fort Detrick area, in Maryland area, my two cents, my initial thought, and I'll be honest, it differs from yours a little bit. I'm thinking it's a domestic issue, because it from what I've heard on just briefly and read on the story, is that he was a lab tech, and I think that he had some ties to Fort Detrick Clinic that's there. It's been quite a number of years since I was there. I do know that there's the big, humongous biological research facilities there at Fort Detrick. And they own a ton of land around the area that they use for agricultural biodefense testing and research and stuff like that. excuse me. And that's pretty much all that I know just about anything that's come out.
All right. Well, you got about a minute, so tell us about the spice ship, because you're the one that gave me that.
Oh yeah, right on. Real quick about the spice ship, I had heard a news brief, and I was like, "What? Wow, this is a story that doesn't really seem to make the news much." Apparently, it's an Iranian Republican Guard spy ship, according to IDF sources, and that the Limpet mine was had to have been, in my opinion, affixed physically, manually by a combat swarmer diver crew or team. Now, those things can be set for time detonation or a motion detonation. Basically, those things are affixed via magnets, and once a vessel starts transiting the water, once it goes underway over certain knots, the normal water resistance will pull it off and away from the hull, causing a detonation. And usually, it's typically done to incapacitate a vehicle, usually placed on the somewhere near the stern or on the rudder, you know, so it's, you know, uncontrollable, essentially. That's pretty, I mean, getting in and out of there, it's actually, you can get some vertigo going on because you're actually upside down underneath the vessel while it's moored or stationary. Real quick regarding the, you guys were talking about the Major League Baseball and stuff like that. I personally don't think, this is just my opinion, I personally don't think American sports corporations, not-for-profit corporations, really care about their viewership and participation, fan participation physically in the United States, because they've all signed ginormous broadcast rights in China. I think it's called Tencent, is one of the broadcast companies throughout Asia that China owns, and I think that they're in China, unfortunately, in my opinion, is in ascension right now, regardless of what we here stateside want to do about it. You got Apple, CEO, Tim Cook, wants everybody to start voting on iPhones. Well, guess who's tied to? He's tied to the PLA, or excuse China. Me, CCP. You don't do business in China without doing business with CCP.
Here comes the music.
Yeah, right on, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Let me add my 2 cents to the show, and you guys stay low.
All right, thank you. And that's Eric in Seminole. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, be right back with more to Capitalist America Third Watch. And when we come back, Twitter and Facebook may have silenced Donald Trump, but he came on yesterday and said he's coming back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Several major corporations, like Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, have made statements in the last few days criticizing a new elections law recently enacted in Georgia. Major League Baseball officially announced Tuesday that it would relocate its All-Star game to Denver, Colorado, out of Atlanta in a protest against the new law. But at a Tuesday press conference, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warned corporations to stay out of politics and not to let themselves get drawn into political debates.
My warning, if you will, to corporate America is to stay out of politics. It's not what you're designed for. And don't be intimidated by the left into taking up causes that puts you right in the middle of one of America's greatest political debates.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren continues right after we get a chance to hear from the folks at the Stem Cell Patch Outfit. And they're going to tell you about themselves. And by the way, I've got one of those patches on the back of my neck just below my shirt line tonight.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I've got one of those patches on the back of my neck right now, and I can tell you, folks, I put it back there because, again, I just had aches and pains that didn't want to go away. So I put it up there, and I'll be darned if it didn't stop. So I don't know what to tell you, but obviously this stuff works. So give it a try. I mean, after all, it's 100% guaranteed it's going to work for you. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. Whoop, wait a minute. Works better when I do that. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There we go. Pushed the button the wrong way. All right. Well, President Trump, of course, did an interview on Newsmax, and he said, Twitter and Facebook have not silenced me. I'll be back soon with my own platform.
Yes, as a matter of fact. And so, of course, you know, imagine, Captain, if they had not tried to silence him. Would we be seeing a brand new for lack of a better expression, Trump platform emerging.
No.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that it's that by trying to silence President Trump, that it's not going to have the desired effect. Yes, he's been off Twitter and Facebook for months, but with the advent of this new Trump platform, really has the potential, a real potential, to just make his voice louder than ever before, to put it that way.
Okay, well, while I'm getting ready to talk about the next subject, go over and see if Parler.com is live for you. I don't think they're online right now for whatever reason, but I've not been able to bring them up. So go see if you can get Parler.com.
Yes, I can access it.
All right, see if you can get it, because I have not been able to. I just want to see if they're online. In the meantime, folks, Stacey Abrams has changed her tune on the Georgia boycott. She realizes that what she did, her actions, has cost her state $100, $200, $300 billion with a B, dollars. Not million, billion with a B. Because not only have they lost the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, they've lost the Major League Draft, which was going to be held there and not New York City. So the hotels and the motels and the press and the fans and the families that were all going to be there for the draft are not going to be there now. And Senator Warnock is also trying to reinvent what he had actually said and trying to make it sound like, well, I didn't say that. I didn't mean to say that. So Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I guess everybody in Georgia is just going to have a collective, hey, thanks, Stacey, or something like that. But, yes, she is changing her tune because, again, you know, it's really interesting. I think, wasn't it Governor Kemp who made some kind of reference to a Kerry-esque flip-flopper of Stacey Abrams? That's how she's being. But this is really quite something to see, and it shows the real power of the people in the state of Georgia. You know, they Abrams and Warnock looks like they went a bridge too far on this thing.
Now, what did you get when you went to Parler?
I was able to access it. Yes, I was able to pull it up.
I'm not. Wonder why? How are you spelling it?
Yeah, it's Parler.com.
Let me try it again, because it's not coming up. I'm going to do it again one more time.
Mm-hmm.
It says the DNS setting can't be reached.
Well, it could be a regional issue, perhaps. I'm in California, and you're over
DNS
in...
DNS address could not be found diagnosing the problem, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to run the diagnostics while I'm talking here. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Now, again, you just can't make this stuff up about Stacey Abrams and Warnock. They got this whole thing started.
Exactly right. And again, it's like I was saying, I think they'll figure out they're going a bridge too far, because again, even if they had some legitimate problem with this, with the laws that were being passed for in order to make sure that it's harder to cheat in the state of Georgia, for one thing, having the All-Star Game and even the draft there in Georgia, wouldn't you be able to use that as a much bigger platform to talk about your issue rather than try to hurt the people who you're presumably trying to help? And by the way, simply moving the All-Star Game, well, why stop there? And I'm not advocating this, but why stop there? Why don't they just cancel all baseball until Georgia complies or something like that? I mean, if they're really about this, and Eric, by the way, Captain, earlier mentioned about China and so forth, well, why don't they speak out just as loudly about what we know to be going on in China?
They just signed a huge deal with China, Major League Baseball, about a developmental league over there to develop the Chinese ball players and bring some of them to the United States.
Yes, well, exactly. But are we talking about voting rights? Are we talking about human rights?
Not talking about any of that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about taking organs out of living people and leaving them to die?
Yes. See, that's, again, horrible atrocities evidently don't get on the meter as much as what the president loves to call Jim Crow laws, and all that has been debunked, and he's got all the Pinocchios and all that stuff, but yet it continues on. For what reason, we don't know, other than maybe it's just good way to keep dividing people, I guess.
Now, there's a Rasmussen poll that came out yesterday that I found kind of fascinating, and unfortunately, it tells me that we're probably going to have some buildings on fire around the country after this Chauvin trial gets over, because the Rasmussen poll says less than a majority think Chauvin's going to be found guilty of murder in George Floyd's death. Now, the majority believe he's going to be found guilty of manslaughter, but that's it.
Yes.
And that's not going to be enough, I don't think, for these people.
Well, I think that if it's less anything less than a murder conviction, I think there could be some real issues. But again, in our system, this is why we have trials. Sitting in a jury box, by the way, is different than watching it on television. Anybody who's ever served on a jury. And so things can be a little bit different. Now, of course, we've all seen what happened to George Floyd. Nobody agrees with it.
Nope.
And so forth. But again, the legal system can play out differently in terms of what charges are actually
done. And one of the people I had lunch with yesterday was a retired sheriff sergeant. He said to me, he says, number one, where was the supervisor? Where was the sergeant? You didn't see one, did you?
No.
Because we had a training officer there, a 19-year veteran or thereabouts, with two rookie cops. And there should have been a sergeant there with all this stuff going on, and there wasn't. That's number one. Number two, where were the tasers?
Well, right. And in the days before Cops was taken off the air, you'd see the police revert to using a taser a lot of the time. And that was a way of subduing somebody who was not complying with the instructions.
That's true, and even though you might probably would have had to tase this guy more than once because he was on a rage, if you will, you know what I mean?
And again, this could have gone so many different ways, and yet because of the period of time that Chauvin had his knee on George Floyd's neck, we'll never know that it could have gone a different way. That seemed to seal it right there. Yeah.
Right, and we're running out of time in the segment here because we're coming up on our break, and then we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But how about Greg Abbott? He did the right thing. He banned the vaccine passports in Texas. He's taking some flak for it right now, but I think he did the right thing.
Well, right, because you know that kind of thing is coming, or at least it's trying to be, even though, and it's, I think it'd be unpopular. But again, I think they're trying to head that off at the pass, but I think a lot of people realize that, yes, of course, you're getting vaccinated, but the idea of getting vaccinated, evidently, is that going to be now, it will define who you are in society. But once we get to herd immunity, then what's the difference?
Well, my doctor has the information because I gave him the information. It's in my file, so guess what? If I go anywhere and somebody wants to pull the medical records, guess what? There it is. Completely vaccinated. So there you go. Hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks, with Kyle Warren. We're going to get a little honky-tonk going when we come back here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you making that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia with her husband, Don. I had the occasion to talk to them last night, and Cowboy Logic is alive and well, and we appreciate her doing that. She's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, to make hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and then become a member of the Drivers Club. Tell you more about that right after we do this.
Keep
that's a fun song to listen to and a video to watch to boot. Kyle, who is that?
That's Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she does. She does a great job with that. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. That's our fun for the night right there. How's that?
Absolutely.
Okay, now let's go on over here. I'm going to read you the weather statement and go from there. There's been a little bit of a change since last hour, but we'll get to that in a minute. Scattered severe thunderstorms and heavy rain are expected across the lower Mississippi Valley and other isolated severe storms possible farther north into the middle Mississippi Valley. Elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast over portions of the southern High Plains and southern Rockies, and there is some snow up tonight to report right now in Wyoming, which is starting to move east.
That's right, Captain. We're talking about here around Casper, Wyoming, east of Casper. We do have that winter weather advisory. As you come down I-25, this is going to move east through Lusk, Wyoming, and over across the border into South Dakota and into parts of Nebraska as well. Down in southern Colorado and the Durango area, we've got a fire weather warning that goes down through Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico, extending all the way over to the Texas line tonight with that fire weather warning. Also, freeze warning. This is going to be near Grand Junction, Colorado. As you come across I-70, headed west into Utah, you're going to have that freeze warning there, the Arches National Park and Moab area, and as you continue a little bit westward from there, but east of the 25, Interstate 15. California, high wind watch north of Los Angeles near Ventura, and a freeze warning tonight, same as last night, in the Medford and Grants Pass area there in southern Oregon tonight, Captain.
Well, what we got going on right now is that snow coming out of Wyoming, which means the southwestern corner of South Dakota has got a winter storm warning about 40, 50 miles in. And then the northwestern corner of Nebraska, same thing, winter storm warning, several inches of snow to be accumulating. And that snow is starting to push towards the east. We'll see what happens. Over in the central part of Kansas tonight, you got some high wind warnings and some very unsettled weather. There was severe thunderstorms moving between Wichita and Topeka. That seems to have gone away, but there's still some flood watches and warnings in the state of Kansas right now for what's been left behind with all the torrential rain they just had with the storms that came sailing through. Central part of Oklahoma, looks like you're going to get some weather today. Also down there towards Midland, Texas, conditions are ripe for some severe thunderstorms there. Also in the eastern part of Texas, coming up I-30 towards Texarkana, out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and going across I-20 into Louisiana, about Longview over to the Louisiana line, and in about 10, 20 miles, you've got some unsettled conditions there. Now, way up, Minnesota, upper peninsula of Michigan, Duluth east in there, you've got gale warnings coming off the lake up there, so be advised of that. We do have some unsettled weather conditions right now for Augusta, Georgia, home of the Masters, and looks like we're going to have some windy conditions and maybe some thunderstorms over there. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And, of course, now it's that time in the morning where we get our first chat with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. All right, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Donald Trump was pleased to hear about the border wall may be restarted. Mr. Mayorkas had that conversation yesterday, but I'm not buying it. But all the people that are talking to Mayorkas or anybody in the administration, including Kamala Harris, are saying, hey, finish the wall. That's phase one.
Yeah, I'm not putting a lot of hope in the notion that they may restart the wall. I don't trust this administration. I think they're in too much chaos. You know, the fact that Mark Stein had the dog whisperer show last night because Joe Biden's dog keeps biting.
Yeah.
You know,
Major the biter.
Yeah, he bit a Secret Service agent the first time, and then I think the second time it was a Park Service person. But, you know, Caesar said, well, when the dog is unsure and there's a sense of panic and chaos
in
its environment, it reacts to that. And I think that's precisely how this White House is operating.
Comes
it's
from
in
the
panic
owner.
And chaos.
Yep, comes right from the owner. Uh-huh. The dog is a reflection of the owner.
Precisely, and I think that it's environment. And I think that's the dog is telling us more than we... it's confirming what we probably already know.
Yeah, and I wish that Joe Biden would quit calling the election laws Jim Crow laws, because they're anything but.
He doesn't realize what he's saying. I mean, he's got these cue cards. He's got these 3x5 index cards in his coat pocket, and he is told to just keep saying the same things over and over again. So... that's what he's doing. it's where this administration obviously is going to take us, and I think it's pretty clear that's the only thing that they care about.
31 states have voter ID laws, soon to be 38 states.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to call all those states Jim Crow laws?
Yeah,
apparently.
Well, I mean, when you consider that you've got HR1 out there, it's pretty clear that they're after the whole system. It isn't just Georgia.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, 75% of the country, according to the latest Rasmussen poll, 75% of the likely voters want voter ID, and only 19% don't. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.